Dante, we were just talking to Matthew. Just I think he used the word resiliency several times in there. I know the starts are something you guys are going to want to fix, but just this, the team's ability to kind of roll with the punches and win games like this.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's definitely not the way you want to start games, being down like that. But coming in after the first, honestly, we were like, we're coming back. Like, there's no way we're losing this game. And, you know, the belief, the resiliency of the group, you know, whatever you may want to say it, I never waver tonight. And, yeah, we don't want to start behind the eight ball all the time, but to know that we can come back in these type of games and these big games is massive. And, you know, big credit to, you know, everyone in this locker room, you know, sticking together and getting the job done tonight.
How much did you enjoy just the atmosphere in the third period when you guys come all the way back? And just all those swings with the fans in it with you.
Yeah, I mean, almost had a heart attack a couple times. But, yeah, it obviously makes for an exciting game. And, again, obviously we got to enjoy this one right now. But another massive test for us tomorrow with obviously traveling and back-to-back and stuff like that. So our focus obviously now is on that Ottawa game and getting the job done there.
Dante, you found yourselves in these situations all through the year and found a way to dig out and be resilient. How much is that helping now? Because you guys have experience in that area.
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at our group and, you know, what we've been able to do this year and all the ups and downs and, you know, the scoreless droughts, the, you know, whatever you want to say about our team. But I think you can always come back to the belief of this group, the resilience of this group. And, you know, we all have one common goal, and obviously that's to get into playoffs right now and try and make a run. And, you know, essentially we control our own destiny down the stretch here. And every single guy in this locker room knows that, but we're not adding pressure on ourselves. We're sticking with the Jackets hockey way. And we believe that's going to put our best chance to obviously win hockey games down the stretch.
I know you'd rather win in regulation or overtime, but how much confidence are you guys gaining in your team in the shootout?
Yeah, there's a lot of extremely skilled guys obviously up front for us and even on the back end. And I feel like if we make it to shootout, we have obviously a great chance of winning the game. And I thought Elvis did an unbelievable job tonight, obviously, with all the swings and everything, and he stayed completely locked in for that shootout and overtime. And he just was a rock for us. And again, we capitalized when we needed to capitalize. And it was a lot of fun to be a part of tonight. And again, I think, you know, we got to shift our mindset a little bit.
Thank you.